Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and in your grocer's freezer. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, a talk with Nicholas Vreeland about his new film about the Dalai Lama. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thanks, Rachel. At least 70 are dead and hundreds more injured in a massive train wreck in China. And those numbers will likely go up. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
The collision occurred in the countryside near Zibo City in Shandong Province. A train headed from Beijing to the coastal resort city of Qingdao derailed, hitting a southbound train which also then derailed. The official Xinhua news agency said 51 of the injured were in critical condition. The accident shut down the railway line linking Qingdao with the provincial capital Jinan. Survivors wrapped in bedding from the sleeper car huddled outside the wrecked train. Policemen and medics were sent in from neighboring cities. It's the second major train accident in Shandong this year. In January, a high-speed train from Beijing to Qingdao plowed into a group of railway workers, killing 18 and injuring 9.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. A North Korean soldier defected to South Korea over the weekend. South Korea says the lieutenant came to them asking for help getting out. This is pretty rare. An officer hasn't defected in a decade, and hardly anyone escapes by crossing the heavily guarded border. The Olympic torch went through North Korea today. The relay through Pyongyang was smooth. That's no surprise, since North Korea is tight with China, and it tightly controls its own people. Protesters angry about China's policy in Tibet have gone after the torch around the world as it makes its way to the summer Games in Beijing. We'll have more on this up next, a conversation about Tibet's exiled leader, the Dalai Lama. A wildfire in Southern California has hundreds fleeing their homes. Molly Peterson of member station KPCC is in Los Angeles.
Hundreds of firefighters focused first on digging containment lines to protect ridgeline houses in the suburban town of Sierra Madre, where some of the film Invasion of the Body Snatchers was filmed nearly 50 years ago. It's been almost that long since some of this steep, hard-to-access canyon land last burned. Crews from around California are working around the clock. Fixed-wing planes and helicopters will drop water and fire retardant on flames kicked up by onshore winds until more terrain is secured. An evacuation order has displaced about 1,000 residents from hundreds of homes, and classes are canceled at Sierra Madre schools. Incident commanders don't expect to have the fire contained until later in the week. Investigators haven't identified the cause, though an area near some evacuated homes is marked as a crime scene.
That was Molly Peterson for member station KPCC. And feel helpless about high gas prices. Time to pray. Really. A choir director led a pray-in at a gas station in San Francisco this weekend. Drivers there often pay more than $4 a gallon. During the wait for divine intervention, he encouraged people to carpool and walk more. That's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.